Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
According to a New York Times Siena College poll, 100% of the Republican respondents who watch Fox News said they were voting for Donald Trump. But among Republicans who got their news from less conservative news sources, that dropped to 79%. Reporting on that poll sent us back to a study conducted in 2020. Donald Trump was president, COVID was rampant, so was racial unrest. The study attempted to answer the question, does changing the media you watch change your views? David Brockman of Berkeley and Joshua Calla at Yale asked loyal Fox viewers to watch CNN for a month. The findings have a twist, as you'll hear, but Joshua Calla, again, Yale political scientist. What happened to these loyal Fox viewers who watch CNN?
First, they learn new information from watching CNN. The period that we did the study was in the fall of 2020. CNN had much more coverage of the risk of COVID. One of the things that we learn is that the individuals who went from watching Fox News to watching CNN learn much more about those facts, including around COVID-19. The second thing that we find is, and I think this is the most interesting finding in the paper, people who previously watched Fox News and were encouraged to watch CNN for a month, they start to recognize that Fox News is not necessarily telling all sides of the story, not necessarily covering all the important facts of the day. Mm. So they begin to agree that there's some information out there that CNN is covering that Fox News is not covering. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they begin to love CNN and hate Fox News. It means that these individuals become more skeptical.
Well, and some of the things that you could calculate, they were more supportive of voting by mail. There's a lot of falsehoods spread by supporters of Donald Trump about whether that's safe.
Yep. So as people learn more about the risks of COVID-19 and also learn more about the safety of vote by mail, we see an increase in support for vote by mail. We also see a number of attitude shifts around race and policing and the moment in time that was 2020. So for example, one of the questions we asked people was, do you agree or disagree with the following statements? If Joe Biden is elected president, we'll see many more police get shot by Black Lives Matter activists. And we see that in the control group, the people who remain watching Fox News, about 63% of people agreed with that statement, versus in the group that began to watch CNN, we see a pretty noticeable decrease to only 50%, so about a 13-point shift. And we have a number of similar examples like that.
Well, it's fascinating because, as you just said, the more they learned about how COVID was real, which we remember it was being debunked by Donald Trump in the beginning and false claims were made about cures, the more they learned that it was real, the more they realized that mail-in ballots were necessary.
Yes, we see both shifts in people's beliefs about COVID-19 and the severity of COVID-19, as well as increases in support for vote by mail.
Yeah.
That's right. So another question we asked was, how would you evaluate President Trump's performance in these areas? And one of them that's particularly interesting is encouraging Americans to stay safe from and not spread the coronavirus. And we find that among the people who are watching Fox News, about 40% of them thought that Donald Trump performed somewhat or way above expectations, versus the folks who start watching CNN, only about a quarter of them think that Trump is performing at or above expectations. So again, we see as people are learning new facts about the world, being exposed to criticisms of Donald Trump from CNN, they're learning those facts, they're absorbing those criticisms, and it's changing their evaluations of Donald Trump during this time. So we did this study before the 2020 elections. Voting had not yet taken place, but one of the questions that we asked before the election was, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Democrats are trying to steal the election with fraudulent mail-in ballots. And we see that among the individuals who were watching Fox News, about 80% somewhat or strongly agree with that statement, compared to about 70% among those who started watching CNN. So about a 10 percentage point decrease in the belief that Democrats are trying to steal the election.
Yeah. And we're seeing in the most recent survey, the Siena College poll that we mentioned, that this gap between the two types of Republicans, those who watch only conservative media and those who watch non-conservative mainstream media, there's a huge gap between what they will do if former President Trump is actually convicted on any of the charges of interfering with an election, those who watch Fox News would still vote for him. Those who don't say they were more than likely to not vote for him. So there is this difference. Were you surprised by this? Because we've always been told that once you hear a lie or false information, it somehow imprints on the brain and stays there longer than a truth does. What it sounds like your research discovered, you know, switching to something that's more fact-based can be taken in by at least a percentage of the viewers.
Well, I think there's both an optimistic take and a pessimistic take from this research. People will learn new information when they're exposed to that new information. What we find is that we're taking people who, before we conducted this study, were very, very heavy Fox News viewers watching hours each week. They were strong conservatives, strong Republicans, strong supporters of Donald Trump, people who had very low trust in CNN. And the optimistic take is, you know, exposing them to CNN for a month teaches them new information, and that new information changes their evaluations of the world. It changes what they think about politics and society. The pessimistic take is, we did this study for a month, we paid individuals to watch CNN for that month, and then after a month, we stopped paying them. And even though they learn new information, even though they start to have skepticism of both CNN and Fox News, skepticism more broadly of the media and recognition that it's important to watch multiple sources, even though they have that skepticism after a month, they, for the most part, return to watching Fox News full time and don't maintain their viewership of CNN. So no one is beyond persuasion. People are changing their minds, they're learning new information, but they also have many reasons to return to their pre-existing habits.
I would imagine one of those might be just the pressure of the community they're in.
Yeah, we don't know exactly why. Community is obviously one hypothesis. I think people have a preference for certain hosts for whatever reason. But yeah, I think it's a really important future question to figure out why it is that people maintain these viewership habits.
Yeah. Were they surprised finding new information that they'd never heard of?
Yeah, I got a lot of messages from study participants saying they didn't enjoy watching CNN, but they learned something new from CNN, and it was more informative than they thought it would be. It's almost like no one wants to eat their vegetables, but you know, once people eat their vegetables, they realize it's good and valuable to really be exposed to both sides of these political debates. And yeah, I think that was a surprise that we got a lot of.
Well, people, no one likes to admit that they might have been wrong, or that the thing that is shaping their identity of themselves may have not been telling them the truth. That's a pretty hard pill. Did you have anyone who reflected that?
We definitely got some evidence that people were surprised by the different events and different information that CNN was covering, and really the need to watch both sides.
Yeah. Why, Joshua, didn't you and the other researchers in the study, why didn't you take CNN viewers and ask them to watch Fox?
The short answer is funding. This experiment was very, very costly to do, and unfortunately we didn't have enough funding to both take Fox viewers to CNN and CNN viewers to Fox News. So the reason why we settled with taking Fox News viewers to CNN is, at the time, Donald Trump was president, and we think there's a really important accountability mechanism to study, which is, how do these networks that are not aligned with the president, how do they try to inform the electorate and use the media to hold the president accountable for his actions. Yeah. So if we were to do the study today, we would do the inverse with Joe Biden as president. But at the time we did the study, given the funding we had, we had to make that decision.
But do you think that CNN viewers or Biden supporters might feel inoculated? They already know, for instance, that mother and daughter election workers in Atlanta didn't stuff ballots. That's a lie. And they may think if they switched to Fox, they'd never believe those lies. But research shows that lies plant more quickly in the brain than the truth does. So do you think CNN viewers switching would be different from Fox viewers?
My hunch is there's probably not that big of a difference.
Fascinating. Joshua Kalla. Joshua, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Joshua Kalla, co-author of a study conducted in 2020 on how switching from viewing Fox News to CNN changed some conservative voters' opinions.